USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Russian troops have moved into Ukraine's second largest city, Kharkiv. The State Department saying street fighting has broke out in the center of the city, and the governor on Facebook saying that armed forces of Ukraine are eliminating the enemy and civilians are not asked to go out into the streets. The Conservative Political Action Conference, known as CPAC, will wrap up Sunday in Orlando, Florida. Speaking at CPAC on Saturday, former President Donald Trump talks about what he believes is a deciding factor in Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
I have no doubt that President Putin made his decision to ruthlessly attack Ukraine only after watching the pathetic withdrawal from Afghanistan.
Donald Trump Jr., the headline speaker on Sunday. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
Republican Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma says President Biden releasing more barrels of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve is not a good plan. The senator saying it won't do much and that Russian oil and gas needs to be replaced around the world. President Biden said recently that the United States will release additional barrels of oil as conditions warrant. As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, drugs are continuing to be seized.
Authorities seized more than $3 million in methamphetamines hidden amongst a shipment of onions during a tractor-trailer's inspection at a federal facility in San Diego. A canine unit for the U.S. Customs and Border Protection alerted the police, and officers found 1,200 small packages of meth. The 46-year-old driver was a Mexican migrant and has been arrested for the alleged narcotic smuggling attempt.
John Hunt reporting from the USA Radio News, Washington, D.C. Bureau. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds from Crack Addict to CEO? With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener's Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
An automaker is recalling some of its cars.
Ford has recalled about 250,000 pickup trucks over loose underbody insulators that were responsible for at least 40 broken drive shafts over 4 years and 330,000 Mustangs over faulty backup cameras. The recall affects F-20s made between October 2015 and December 2021 and F-350s made between 2017 and 2022. Dealers were informed of the recall last week. Owners will be notified by April 8th. The recall was announced by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and includes two associated problems. Cameras installed between May 2014 and February 2015 with improper soldering and a wiring harness used from February 2014 to October 2017 could be damaged by opening and closing the trunk. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
A motion hearing is set for Monday in California in connection with a lawsuit against Bill Cosby. Judy Huth alleging Cosby sexually assaulted her at the Playboy Mansion in 1974 when she was 15 years old. Huth is one of several women across the United States who accused the 84-year-old entertainer of sexual assault. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.